Welcome back to Roaming with Restless Women. Today I have Donna Woolam as the primary caregiver of her husband during his extended illness and walking into widowhood. Donna Woolam has firsthand experience in reinventing her world when everything shattered. Donna is a passionate speaker and author and a founder of Journey to Wholeness. She draws on her own journey through personal trials and triumphs to help Christian women 40 and up and above reclaim their hope, reignite their dreams, and reinvent their lives after life-altering transitions like loss, divorce, and or career change. Donna uses biblical wisdom, practical life principles, leadership, and entrepreneurial experience to empower women to embrace God's transformative power and renew their purpose within God's calling. Her messages inspire women to embrace their God-given purpose and lead with bold faith, impacting the world for Christ. I am honored to have you here, Donna. Thank you so much for being part of our show.
Thank you, Julie. It is such an honor to be here today. I'm really excited to share whatever you have for me to share today.
That sounds great. So, I always start off by asking people to tell me about their journey. As you say, when everything's shattered, if you can start there, that would be great.
Absolutely, because my journey's been long, but in particular for this. I found myself as a woman who'd always been a big dreamer, Julie. I mean, the future was beyond anything I could expect, so I was really excited to be able to dream big. When I found myself, when my husband Richard received his diagnosis, it seemed like the whole world went black and there was no future. It's like all of that disappeared for me. And so to have been a person like that, and then to not have a clue what was going to happen next was a big deal. But I discovered in that this gift of resiliency. And so I just began to move forward again. And even though the future has looked really different than what I expected, I've known that there is a future, there is a hope, there is a purpose. When life changes, then you get to shift with it and not let what you've gone through become the definition of who you are, but become the platform for more transformation and change. So we battled that. Richard was in cancer treatment for nearly a decade.
Oh my
And
goodness. Oh
so it
my
was a lot. We
goodness.
left our home where we'd lived for over 20 years. We lived in hotels, motels, hospital rooms for weeks and weeks at a time. And out of our car, I discovered that there was a lot of strength in me I didn't know existed, moving things around. And there were some really beautiful times in that. There were some really difficult, hard times in that. He passed away in 2020, and I was talking with my sister today that in the middle of the world was going through something that I was so isolated in with my husband. Who knows what was going on in the world? Because my world was in my living room with my husband. But when I stepped out of that season, and it was hard, it still is. I'm just about 5 years in now,
Yeah, I don't
but
think you ever fully get over the grief, but you can live with it, you know? Yeah.
But I knew that I needed to live. And that
Yes.
was, how am I going to live? How am I going to continue to let the life that I've lived be an encouragement and a hope and a help? And that's what I love to do.
Well, tell me about that. How do you do that with your journey? What did you call it? The journey?
Journey to wholeness.
There you go. Okay, so
Journey
tell
to
me
wholeness.
about Journey to Wholeness.
Well, I think that sometimes in life we can think that if we're emotionally whole, then we're good. But I've discovered in my own self that it's emotional, mental, spiritual, physical. I'm on a physical return to wholeness these days. And but what I've done is in the beginning, even while Richard was still ill, I began to craft courses that help women understand how uniquely and beautifully they're made and help them to take all of those skills and all of that good stuff to and put it together for future. I call that my heart code course. We all have a heart code, and I have a course in that. But in the journey to wholeness, it's part of my speaking, it's part of my teaching and training. But primarily, where that shows up is in coaching women who are in these transition moments. They feel like they're stuck and don't know where to go forward. And we do use, I use a spiritual, mental, emotional, physical, what are we doing to bring completeness and wholeness into our life?
And so you talk a lot about finding God's purpose for your life. And I know that a lot of people struggle with finding purpose. There's this expectation out there in the self-help world, anyway, that you're supposed to have a purpose. And it's supposed to be this big thing, right? It's supposed to be all-encompassing, it's supposed to change the world and whatever. What I have found, though, that purpose can be really tiny. And, if it is part of helping someone else, 9 times out of 10, it fulfills you as well. And so people, I think, spend a lot of time, a lot of brain power, a lot of emotional baggage on trying to find their one purpose, and it's supposed to be huge. How do you help women through that process? What if they don't know what their purpose
That is a beautiful question. It is a beautiful question. And
is?
always come back to a scriptural foundation that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. And my purpose doesn't have to look like your purpose. It doesn't have to look like the big social media influencer's purpose. We are crafted beautifully. We are loved deeply. And in those places, in the experiences of our life, in the places where we've walked, the skills we've learned, all of that, we have walked a path that's unlike any other path. And it could be, and I think I developed this when I was in business, Julie, because success looks like different things to different people. And in my early days in leadership and sales and all of that kind of thing, I would think, oh, to be a success, you have to have all this money and you have to have all this prestige. And I understood then that success for me could look completely different for you. And I worked with women who all they wanted to do was be able to create a vacation for their family. You know, they'd never been on a vacation. They didn't even know what a vacation was. Or maybe even to write that first book, or maybe to have the courage to have a social media account where they shared something, or maybe just the ability to sit at home and read a book without any struggle. And there, so success looks like all kinds of things. And of course, each one of us, depending on the season of life we're in, that looks like something different. So purpose is that quiet voice of being able to say, I was made for this in this season. And season by season, we change. So, purpose for a mom with little kids could be just being the best mom. For me, my life is completely different. I mean, part of my purpose is to be a good nana to my amazing grandchildren, a great mom to my boys and to my daughter in love, who is just an incredible woman, but also day by day asking, how can I help the women who come by? How can I help encourage someone? And for me, that's my purpose. But here you are, your part of your purpose, not your whole purpose, is to share wisdom of others with people. And I bet that wasn't always your purpose. I bet it used to be something else.
You know what? I don't know. I'm one of these people that have never, and I've struggled with what is my purpose. I've struggled because I just have so many ideas. I have so much that I would love to do and so much that I'm interested in. A lot of it is totally self-absorbed. I'm a lover of learning, so I think I have multiple purposes.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think a lot of times, when people struggle with what's my purpose in life, again, they think it's something, just one huge big thing. They imagine that I'm going to be famous, or I'm going to be a big philanthropist, and at my funeral, people are going to say how wonderful I was. I would say 99.9% of people, their purpose is a little different than that. And but the thing is, every single purpose, every single one of us who are trying to be the best that we can be and be who we were created to be, is achieving that purpose outside, regardless of if we think we are or not.
Can say that there have been seasons, especially after Richard died, that my purpose was to get out of bed.
Oh
Simple.
yeah.
You
Yeah.
know, today's purpose is to get out of bed, pick my feet up one foot after another. Then there was a time when my purpose was, okay, I need to have more relationships with people. I need to get out of my little bubble. And so I need to have to, that my purpose in this season is to just, you know, be out there with people more. And I agree with you. Purpose is not, it can be. We can have this overarching purpose and this heart passion and desire that we want for our life. But I believe that true purpose is found in the day-to-day, moving forward, just being the best version of ourselves that we can be in that moment. And sometimes that really is, I'm going to get out of bed today and I'm actually going to put on real clothes. And
Yeah.
sometimes it's, I'm going to go out
Excuse me.
into the world and share my message with everyone. And to not feel guilt or shame about wherever you are in the journey. Because, and I'll, if I can shortly, just a little fitness journey. I had gained a lot of weight when Richard first became ill. And then after he settled a little, I lost a lot of weight. And I kept that off for quite a while. But in the last 6 months of his illness, I put on a ton of weight. I mean, that's what I did. I ate for comfort. Then after he died, I put on a little bit more. And then I just kind of maintained at this place where I didn't want to be. But then last year, I had a really difficult situation in a job and ministry that I was part of, and I again added some more weight. And I know that I'm not my best. I'm not saying anything about anyone else. For me personally, I'm not my best. And so part of my journey now is, what can I do? What is my purpose in today about helping get myself where I know that I want to be? Because I want to live lean and strong and healthy for as long as I can be on the earth. And sometimes it is self-seeking, but it's also because it changes everything around you when you're taking care of yourself too.
Absolutely. I think you give away energy and a feeling, and it's hard when you're constantly self-criticizing for whatever. It could be weight, it could be anything. When you're constantly self-criticizing, it's hard for you to have any energy left over for anybody else.
Right,
And so you
right.
become a miserable shell of yourself if you're not aware.
Yeah.
And I think most people go up and down through that cycle, depending on, again, the season of their life and what they're going through. So it totally makes sense to me, and I think a lot of times we're kind of constantly picking what we're going to work on. What is the next thing I'm going to work on? Well, I don't know. Maybe I'm going to work on my business, or maybe I'm going to look for another job, or maybe I get laid off, or my mom goes into an Alzheimer's unit, or I mean, there's all kinds of stuff. that can be hard to deal with.
It can be. I
Yeah.
completely agree, which is why my dad used to take us camping. We went from tent camping all the way to camper camping. So there, it required different things of us
Oh, yeah.
depending on what we're camping in. And so when I think about the journey, I think about a lot about that kind of thing. I think about the children of Israel as they came out and the years that they spent in the wilderness.
Yeah.
All the different things. It's a journey. It's not, and it's cliche to say it's not about the destination, it's the journey. But it really is about who we're becoming in this walk, and so it is different. It could be emotional stability, it could be physical, it could be spiritual stability, it could be financial stability. All of these things that we're working through require something different than sleeping on the ground in a sleeping bag, as opposed to sleeping on a mattress in a camper. It's an entirely different set of things that you need. And for me, that is just loving yourself and honoring yourself and knowing that you're not alone. It's the spiritual aspect of God being with us and walking through us and saying, this is the path. This is where I've got you going. Just don't freak out about it. I'm here with you. And to just keep forward is part of that process for me.
Well, so what do you, so you, this is a religious question. Okay. For some of my listeners, they're not Christian. They have a different belief, but I would say a good portion of my listeners have that higher power. They have that spiritual aspect of themselves. How do you work with individuals who have a different faith, or do you?
I have, and I do. I do make it really plain that my foundation is a Christian foundation and of the Bible. However, I believe that God's truth is everywhere. And I think we can see that from the book of Romans. It says that he reveals himself all over the earth. So I go with that. And what I know is that we cannot do this on our own. We must have something above and outside of ourselves to be able to move through this earth and not look at what's happening and feel like that there's no point. For me personally, if I felt like I was on the journey alone and I had to depend just on my strength or someone else's human wisdom, well, I'm pretty smart, Julie. I can Google anything and find an answer.
Yeah.
Figure it out all by myself and do it all by myself. I can't do that. I think that it's, for me personally, in my point of view, it's pointless if there's not anything beyond. And so for people who don't have the same Christian belief, but they have a spiritual belief, I know that they are also calling on something outside of themselves. And I understand that. And I can appreciate that because I've been in a place where I wasn't the Christian I am today, and I still knew I needed help. And so I was still looking for outside help, the virtual assistant, if you wanted to get in a spiritual sense. So this is the best that I can say. I do believe that as Christians, it's important for us to be strong and firm in our faith. But I also know people that I dearly love have completely different points of view that I do, and I love them dearly. And we talk about beautiful spiritual things together.
Yes, I think the
I don't know if
key.
that's the answer or not,
No,
but
there's no set answer. It's I was just asking how you deal with people of other faiths because it can be, the question of religion versus spirituality comes up quite a bit when people are going through those really tough times in their lives. I know many people will express, particularly when it's incredibly difficult, they'll express they're angry at God, or they despair of the human religious institutions and some of the th hypocrisy that they see, and those sorts of things. And it's hard to defend that stuff when some of it really is real, because it's humans, not it's humans that are in charge, and not necessarily, well, God's always in charge in my mind, but sometimes it's not able to be seen as clearly
Right.
in certain circumstances. But I just wondered, because it
It's
religion
hard.
is spirituality, and when you put God in the name of God in your advertising, you're going to draw certain individuals, and sometimes you may draw some people that just want to challenge because they're angry, or they don't understand, or whatever the case may be.
If I may, just a piece there, someone that I love dearly, who was instrumental in my faith journey, ended up in a difficult place and was very angry with God. This was years ago. And my thought process around that at that time is, God's big enough to handle our anger. He's not afraid of us coming with truth. He's not how we feel and what's going on. We don't have to be afraid of that. And I know that I had two choices when things were not turning out the way that I wanted them to. I could either be really mad and face it all on my own, or I could say, I don't understand this and I don't like it, but I don't want to battle this alone. After Richard died, I had a couple of different choices in that as well. Because I don't think I was really angry. I was really sad, but I'm in a different place in my life and faith than I had been. But what I understood was that every circumstance we go through, good, bad, ordinary, mundane, gives us an opportunity to know something more about the nature and character of God than we knew before. And in the process, we get to learn more about ourselves. I tell people, I always read these scriptures where the Bible said God was telling people to be good to widows and orphans. And it was like, why of all things is that the right way to be? Until I became a widow and I understood the great love of God for widows. And it's like, oh, okay. But I would never have known that outside of the place where I am today. So I just encourage people, if you're struggling in that area and you're angry and upset, just tell God, I'm mad. I don't like it. I don't like what you're doing. I don't like how this is working out. And teach me something new about what's happening.
And
So,
help me deal with it. You're I can't do this by myself. You help me deal with it, for sure.
absolutely.
So, what is your next step in your journey? Where do you want to go with your business? Where do you want to go with encouraging people and your purpose?
Thank you. Wow, that's a beautiful question. Thank you. I'm just coming out. I don't know when this will air, but I just finished a really wonderful series on my podcast, Reinvent Your World, for women in ministry. I'm just finishing that up as of today. The very last interview is being finished there, and I'll do a wrap up. And I'm starting an entire series about what it is to start again and to start over,
Oh.
and all of the things that happen in us and walking through that. Part of what I do is I've really been a long time a coach for people. I have a business background. I have all of my other stuff that I've done all through my life.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
more than a minute old, so I have some life experiences under my
Me
belt.
too.
What I've come to understand that my call and my purpose for this season, who knows what it'll be a year from now, but in this season, is to really walk with women who've gone through some things like that about what it is to start over. And to who do you become in that? What do you do with all the emotions and the feelings of maybe I failed, maybe Maybe I missed it entirely. Maybe I'm just like a crazy person and I don't know what I'm doing anyway. But that starting over can happen. Like for me, critical illness and caregiving makes you reevaluate your life. Death does that. Divorce does that. Losing a job that you deeply love does that. Empty nesting does that. All of those kind of things. And so I work with women a lot in that area to help them identify where are they now. And I have my reframe, and I won't go into all of that, but the first thing is how I work with women is what is our identity and where did it come from? And we are responding to all of the events that we've gone through, but is that who we really are at the core of who we are? And or is it just something we put on ourselves to make ourselves feel safe and good? I call it the response box. We're responding to the world out of beliefs and actions, and helping women to get a new revelation about who they really are and what might be possible, and then giving them the courage to make decisions so they can have a different kind of experience in life. So that's my big what next that I'm doing in this season, in very particularly women in that season of life.
Wow, that sounds amazing.
Thank you. I'm excited.
Yeah, you sound very excited and very called to do that.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, I have three questions that I ask at the end of every episode. But before we get to that, I wanted to ask if you have any words of wisdom, anything that we didn't cover that you want to make sure that gets out to my listeners.
Thank you. Thank you. I think the most important thing is just don't give up. Don't give up on yourself. Don't throw in the towel and say it's too hard. Some days it is too hard. It just is. So pour yourself another cup of coffee, put your feet up on a stool, take a deep breath, and be kind and merciful and gentle to yourself that it's a struggle today. But don't let too many of those days go by.
Yeah, not in a row anyway.
Get up, believe in yourself, find somebody who loves you and have a conversation with them and let them love you. And if you don't have someone that you feel like really, really loves you in your personal family, I can guarantee you that God really, really loves you. And if you ask him, he'll put people in your life who will love you the way you deserve to be loved.
Exactly. Thank you so much. Thank you for that reminder that you're never alone. You know. Well, I have three questions that I asked, like I mentioned,
Okay.
at the end of every episode. The first one requires you to close your eyes just for a minute. And in your mind's eye, describe for me what you see when I say wise woman.
I see someone who is really lived some life, and you can be young or old and have experienced wisdom. But wisdom is not just about having knowledge, but a woman who is willing and able to share that wisdom and knowledge with others, and who is a woman who wants to lift other people up and to help them to use what life has shown them and to help others to go past the points where it's easy to say stop.
Beautiful. Okay, you can open your eyes.
I'll
That
take a
some
nap right here.
I know sometimes people are like, can I open
My personality.
eyes?
Right.
All right. Second to the last question is, where do you like to roam, Donna?
Oh, I live in Waco, so I'm surrounded by beautiful parks and lakes. But the and I'm like to roam. I always traveled, which is one of the themes on my journey that I want to get back to. Richard and I traveled, and I love that. I used to go to conferences and things like that. The world kind of changed after all of, well, the things that happened in the earth. And I haven't been to a really good conference in a long time, so I'm looking forward to a really good conference. But these days, I get up early before the sun and take my dog, Mercy, and we go for a walk at a park not far from us. And I'm putting in my steps, I'm listening and watching the sunrise and enjoying that time.
That's beautiful. And what makes you restless in a good way?
Ooh, that's a beautiful question. What makes me restless in a good way? When I have vision of possibility and I know that I could put my hands to it. So I have a book that I'm finishing that I've been working on for a long time. It carries a lot of my story. And I'm restless to get that finished. It's in the editing stage, so that's really exciting. So that's restless in a good way.
When do you expect it to come out?
In June, in June.
Oh, wow. So it's that close.
Yeah, so it's in its final edits. So I'm restless for that to happen. It's one of those life works. I mean, really, a decade, over a decade, I've been writing it, and I would put it away and bring it out and put it out. And this season is the season to finish that. Restless in a good way is when I, yeah, just knowing that there's something out there for me and I can put my hand to it. Yeah. Which could be anything.
Yeah, oh yeah. Well, you're a doer, obviously. That's
Yeah.
wonderful. So, what's the name of your book? So, when it comes, because this isn't going to air probably until August. So, let's have the name of the book.
It's called His Hostage Heart.
His
And it's
hostage chart.
His Hostage Heart. And it's about the love of God and how he is compelled to be in relationship with us because of his deep, great love. He can do nothing but love us.
That's beautiful. Well, when it gets published, make sure you send me the information and I will put it in the show notes for everyone.
Thank you. I
You're
will.
welcome. You're welcome. And folks, thank you for being with us today. Donna has shared a lot of hope, a lot of wisdom, and it has been so great talking with you, Donna. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Thank you for the privilege of being with you and with your people today, Julie. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you.